For the Love of Earth, a recycled art exhibit, will feature the works of over 30 artists from all levels from the El Paso, Las Cruces, and Juarez area. The reception happens next Saturday, September 16th, from noon to 3 p.m. at the Ohm Gallery at Star City Studios. This innovative and fun show will be on exhibit until Saturday, October 13th. Here to tell us about it are organizers Candy Prince and Pat Winston. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So how did you ladies come together to put the show on?
Well, I saw Candy's show when she had it at the International Museum, and I fell in love with the idea of recycled art. And then I met her, and I thought, you have to do this at my place.
Yeah, yeah. It was it was kind of a surprise but pleasant one to get a phone call from her. She was interested in some of the kids' pieces, and she really liked the artwork there. And then it kind of led to, you know, she had a gallery, and how can we recreate this and kind of keep the momentum going of environmentalism?
Well, and we should backtrack a little, because your art show that Pat's referring to isn't just a little art show. I mean, it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it got pretty big. Yeah, it was the one that it was the Metamorphosis Trash to Treasure one when Chelsea Clinton came, and it got really good response from the community. And I'm really happy that it got me in touch with Pat too, because, you know, stuff like that, if it just dies out, that would be a shame. And so we're kind of keeping it going with the arts and with environmentalism with Pat.
Right. Which is a passion of mine anyway, so I'm always teaching everybody at the studio to recycle, and, you know, it's taken me months and months to get everybody to do that. And
yeah, it takes a while.
Now we're having an art show.
Yes.
Recycled art, they're going, oh, we get it.
Yes. Yeah. And you all did it kind of in a competitive form, right? So people had to submit their artwork.
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh. In all ages, from little kids to adults. So it's going to be fun to see everybody come together with all those ages and their family and whoever shows up for the reception.
Now,
I'm
excited. Candy, for your previous art show, you kind of had this trove of recycled goods that people could come and choose from.
Yeah.
Did that still exist for this one?
I still had it. And so what I did is I advertised to a lot of the high schools and the middle schools in our community. And so they knew that that was available. I think a lot of them chose to take the stuff that they already had, but it was available to them. And we still have stuff. So artists out there, there's no excuse to not have materials, because you can make something out of anything.
It really is everywhere, right?
Yeah, it really is.
And Pat, where does your passion for environmentalism come from?
Oh, just from my love of the planet, you know, and the oceans and all that, you know. I've been into it forever, so, yeah.
Nice to turn that into art.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will you tell us about your venue? Because it's kind of an interesting place. I mean, you've got music going on, and then you have the art gallery, and who knows what else. But will you give us the rundown on Star City?
It's a busy place. Well, it started with my husband looking for a place to play music, and then we found this studio that used to be a recording studio. So we gutted it and started it over and made two studios, recording studios, and there was an extra room, and that's when we thought, oh, I can put my art in there.
Just like that.
Let's just do that. So that's how it came about.
Have you been doing art shows in there for a while now?
Yeah, well, it's been, I had one other show with a group show last year, so. And we've had art classes, and I also share the gallery with Monk drums that are made in Chaparral.
Oh, wow.
So that's why it's OHM, Olszewski Art and Monk Drums.
Ah, well, now it all comes together.
Yeah.
I just thought of it as a peaceful place to view art.
And I do yoga, so I'm OHMing all the time. So it all makes sense to me. Other people go, huh, we don't get it, whatever.
Yeah, it goes together.
Yeah, it does.
And I see, I want to say the neon on your building outside is also reclaimed from another.
From Star City Restaurant.
Yes.
Yes, it's a recycled sign.
I remember.
I did not know that.
Yeah. When that restaurant closed, I went, knocked on their door, and I said, what are you going to do with your signs? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, why don't you just drop them off at our place?
You're always recycling. Look at you.
And they did. We just had to fix the lights and put it and hang it up.
I love that it's there, because I do, you know, I'll drive by it. It's kind of an odd location, right?
I mean,
it's Castellano behind the Angry Owl.
It's kind of hidden.
Yes, but you can't miss the pink neon.
Yeah, and the purple lights at night. When we're having a show, I have purple lights coming out of the window, so it all lights up.
And if you've never been there, it's amazing. It's a great space.
What's it like? Tell us, Candy.
You need to come.
Oh, my God. It's so fresh. Like, when you walk in, her gallery is right there immediately. But it's just so funky. Like, it's a funky space. And everything is just so, like, modern and current. And everything is just so fresh. Like, I mean, the recording studio is, like, phenomenal, too.
Like, well, and part of the funk and the fun for me is because we have all ages of musicians hanging out.
Right.
So I'm hanging out with rappers and hip-hop people and all that. And I'm really enjoying that a lot. So all kinds of music is coming in and out all the time.
And it's like there's, like you see how they have in Austin where they have those like tiny concerts and it's very personal.
Yes.
That's what's going on there.
Yes, I've seen a lot of them. I know Kiki Mora did one there.
Uh-huh.
We know that the Ivies are also doing one. And I've seen several people kind of have shows. I think the folk guys from
yes, we're having the Christmas show there coming up in December.
That's what it is.
And, and the gallery space is really, really nice. I mean, it's going to be a great opportunity for local artists who aren't familiar with it yet. I think that they should drop in and check it out.
Well, and it's got to be amazing for you too, Candy, because I know you're always looking for fun places and interesting places to show art, display art, and kind of, you know, keep your candiness going.
Yeah. I'm really happy. I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy her and I got in touch because we have a lot in common. I think it's just trying to change the culture of the city. And so you think of places like Portland, Oregon and Austin, and I think that we're going to be like that. I think we can be like that with how we think about our environment, and I think we're getting there.
Right.
But if we keep having shows like this, it's just going to keep – people will see it more, and the more they see it, the more that it'll become a norm.
I hope everyone comes to see the recycled art.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really very interesting work that comes together out of nothing or anything or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and you guys, you got to come out because if you don't support these artists and these people that are doing this, you know, it makes it harder. So you guys have to come out and support us.
And you have some neat anecdotes from the first one. I know, like, you had some really, really young artists that sold work.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's...
And she bought one of them.
Yeah, but that's a big deal, you know, to have a young artist who... They put their heart and soul into it.
Definitely
you put it on the
is.
Wall, and then somebody else wants it.
I drove out to her school and picked it up. I want that whale. I have to have it. So
it was like a whale out of like bottle wrappers and stuff, like Pepsi and stuff like that. It was beautiful.
Out of cans and plastic.
Yeah, and that does. It makes an impression. You know, being an educator on their end, they come back to me and they're like, Miss, somebody wanted my stuff. Like, it was a value to someone, and they can't believe it. They're so proud.
Right. And I'm excited about the reception to see little kids
with
hanging out with adults with their art right next to each other going, oh, look at this.
Yeah.
You know, being so proud. I thought, that's it, you know?
Yeah. And really letting you know you can be an artist, because I think a lot of the times, especially when you're younger, you're in high school, you dream about being an artist perhaps, but then the reality is something
else. To give them encouragement, you know.
Yes.
It's not just adults that need it, but everybody.
What other plans do you all have in store? I mean, I know you've been working on this kind of recycled art movement for a while, but do you have other projects cooking in your brains?
Well, I'm hoping that this partnership continues in the future, and I'm sure it will. Like she said, it's her passion in a way. I know the Metamorphosis Part 2 is going to come back again around Earth Day as well.
Oh, perfect.
It will be at the El Paso Museum of Art.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And so I'm hoping that, I mean, like I said, the more that this happens, the more that artists can even think, you know what, I can use other materials. It doesn't have to be, you know, expensive. I can reuse stuff. And so I think there's a great need for it. I think with that first show, what we're realizing is, like, within 2 miles, we found almost 10,000 pieces of trash in 2 miles. And like 9,000 pieces of that were plastic. And that just does not break down in the environment.
It doesn't.
So we've got to come up with different plans. We got to make this happen. I've seen where they're taking plastic and mold injecting it and doing skateboards out of them. And, you know, there's got to be other things that we can do. And so I love this momentum. I'm just really happy Pat's on board with this.
So tell us about your party, because, I mean, you have the show. It'll be going on through October, but there's a party.
Oh, well, the reception is just going to be from noon to 3 on the 16th, and refreshments and snacks will be served, and everyone is welcome to come. Open to the public.
So aside from the reception, let's say you can't make it to the reception. If you just want to see the exhibit,
they can call me.
Okay.
We don't have regular hours, which is kind of the way we operate, but you can call me, and you want to give them my number.
Sure.
We can do that. It's 915-240-5756. And just call me and I'll open the doors and you can come in and see the work and hang out.
That's simple.
Yeah, that's simple.
So you all had several artists participate and you chose over 30. Can you tell us some of the strangest materials you've seen people work with, or what can we expect?
One of them that stuck out to me was that dress, the blue dress. I think it was made out of plastic, and
I'm
not sure what was inside.
It was a middle school entry, right?
Yeah, there was a blue dress. I'm not sure how big it was. I'm thinking about this big. Made out of I don't know what, plastic, but it just was very cool.
Yeah, it's really conducive.
It's very fun. They made me laugh. A lot of them go,
yeah,
that's really...
they're so cute.
What is that?
Yeah, it's always great to see the elementary and middle school stuff, but some of the things are, I mean, just using stuff out of soda cans, of old light bulbs, of like a lot of kitchen utensils. Like crazy stuff. Yeah, uh-huh. Sculptural things. Yeah,
yeah. Fun. And there's two bikes made out of junk.
Really?
Two bikes.
Are they functional? Or are they
One of them looks like it. One of them's not, though. Yeah, cardboard.
I'm telling everybody at the studio there's going to be two bikes delivered next Saturday, so make room. Yeah. All the stuff is going to be made.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. And we're all invited. The reception happens next Saturday from noon to 3 at the Ohm Gallery at Star City. It's on Castellano, right behind the Angry Owl. And the show is called For the Love of Earth, a recycled art exhibit. Today, my guests have been organizers Candy Prince and Pat Winston. Thank you so much
for
coming to
us.
It was fun. Thanks.